In the U.S. Census of 2020, Colorado may gain an 8th congressional seat, and people are thinking about how we can fairly divide the lines for both parties.
A lot of people throughout the United States right now feel that gerrymandering is a really big problem in America that's led to a lot of polarization among our politics and our society. What gerrymandering is essentially drawing political boundaries in a way that they benefit one party over another. So if you've heard about Republicans or Democrats in Congress or in the state legislature having safe seats, perhaps their district lines, the area they represent, have been purposefully drawn to benefit them as a member of their party, not because of what kind of candidate or elected official they are. So that's called gerrymandering. And right now, there's a big Supreme Court case that the United States Supreme Court is essentially going to decide whether partisan gerrymandering is unconstitutional, whether it should be abolished, this practice of doing this, which has gotten easier as people who draw these lines have been able to use computer programs to dial it down to basically find out what neighborhood votes Republican or what neighborhood votes Democratic so they can kind of cut those lines in a way that benefits them. So Colorado, like many other states in the country, is kind of trying to take the process of redistricting or reapportionment, as it's officially called, into its own hands. And here in Colorado, a very diverse coalition has kind of come together over many months of fighting over this to come up with a plan that they're going to put before the voters in November. So your listeners will have a chance to decide whether they think their proposal, which they're calling Fair Maps Colorado, is a better alternative to the system we have of drawing political boundaries and whether it will abolish gerrymandering.
And because of the Raise the Bar initiative that passed in 2016, this will need 55% of the votes or higher in November to pass. Do you think that it is likely?
Passing statewide ballot measures in Colorado has become harder because voters did vote for that law you called Raise the Bar in 2016. It now makes it a supermajority. So this measure, this Fair Maps Colorado measure, would have to pass by 55%. So do I think it'll pass? I don't know, but I'll tell you this. It has support from a wide variety of different groups, conservatives, progressives, voting rights groups. They're all kind of backing this thing now. The governor of Colorado, Governor John Hickenlooper, a Democrat, he's come out for it. And it's going to be bankrolled by Kent Thierry, who is a very wealthy CEO of DaVita, which is a kidney dialysis company in Denver. And this guy, Kent Thierry, has kind of positioned himself as a front man or spokesperson championing the unaffiliated voters in this state who make up the largest population of voters, 1.2 million of them. And that's important to note because part of what this Fair Maps plan does is give more influence into people not affiliated with a party. Right now, the legislature draws the boundaries for Congress, and a commission who are appointed by partisan figures draws the maps for the legislature. The new plan, if passed, would create different panels of folks who are chosen kind of at random in some instances by retired judges, kind of takes the partisan appointing process away and puts it in the hands of allegedly more fair-minded people. And it does give more influence to people who aren't members of a party. They would get to sit on this panel as well. And if you want to find out more about, you know, how this panel is chosen, who can sit on it, and how it differs from the way we do it now, maybe do a keyword search, redistricting Colorado independent, because it can be pretty complex and complicated. And the way the ballot measure is written, there's a lot of legal language in there. But the Colorado Independent, we've read it. We've talked to people who wrote it. We talked to people who initially opposed some of the stuff, and we've talked to supporters and wrote this story of how they kind of came together around this proposal and why they think Colorado could be a model for the nation and how we draw political boundaries.
Well, thank you so much, Corey Hutchins, writer for the Colorado Independent.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
That's it for this week's News Brief. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.